Shalom Aleichem to all of you. My name is Rav Shmuel Wagner, and hope to give over a lesson that I think can make a tremendous impact on your life. We read in the end of yesterday's parsha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says, Lo chein avdi Moshe. Moshe is different. B'chol beisi neman hu. He's a loyal member in my home. Peh el peh adabir boy. I speak to him peh el peh, whatever that means. Umarev lo bechidos. Not in riddles, not in puzzles, but rather straight. He sees very clear. Usmunas Hashem yabit. And he sees the tzmuna of Hashem. He sees the picture of Hashem. How literal does that mean? We can't explain these things. It's beyond us. One thing I'd like to concentrate on is Usmunas Hashem Yabit. Yabit means to see. We see the Tzmuna of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the Tzmuna of Hashem. Rashi explains elsewhere that the word Yabit means to look from Lamala to Lamata, from above downward. Where does Rashi say that? By Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Avram Avinu and he wanted to promise him. Vayotze yoso achutze, he took him outside. Vayomer habet no hashamayma. Please look, habet no hashamayma. Once again, habet hashamayma to shamayim. Usfara kochavim and count the stars if you could. Vayomer loy koyi yazarecho. Says Rashi in one of his pirushim, hotziu michalolo shaloylam. He took him outer space, out of the regular space area of this world. Vigbiul lamala, and he raised them up over the stars. Vizel loshen habata, milmala lamata, from above to. So I would have learned the pasuk vayotzei otso achutz. He took him outside and he told him, look at the stars. It was a clear night, no pollution. You can see all the stars, count them. But Chazal say not that way, that he took him above outer space, above space, and he said, look downwards at the stars and see if you could count them. Means every abata is from memala lemata. So how do we understand Usmunas Hashem Yabit? He was able to see the Tmuna of Hashem. Yabit means he was higher than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to see the Tmuna. It's impossible. So how does the word Yabit fit in with Utmunas Hashem Yabit, with the meaning, the conventional meaning of Yabit, which means from above to below? How could you see Utmunas Hashem from above? How could you be above Utmunas Hashem? Another question, in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, Ramchal, of Rav Moshe Kadavaro, it says the following statement. It was a question that was asked to Rab Chaim Volozhin. Question is that we know that everybody has a chelek me'olkai mimal. Everybody has within him a tzelem olkim, a demus olkim, whatever that means. I have part of Hashem in me. And it says, Chazal say, that whatever midos we have in this world, whether it's chokhma or yira or ahava, All the midos that we can have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them also. In Shemayim. Shemayim Imal. Besides one, the question was posed to Rav Chaim Volozhin, how does Hashem have Yira? What is he afraid of? What is he in awe of? Every mida, Chochmah, he learns Torah also. Does Chesed also. Even Chesed to people. But the mida of Yira, how does that apply to Hashem? You can think about it sometime. Is there such a concept of Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Apparently not. So Rav Chaim Volozhin said a very nice answer. It's in the Ha'oros, in the back of the Sefer of Talmud Dvorah. Rav Chaim Volozhin said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yira, but it's not a Midah that we have in this world. It's way above. It's in the Ginzoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the special storage place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has the Midah of Yira. Everything else is Bashamayim. And the same midah on a smaller scale we have. But Yira, the Yira that we have is not the Yira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And that's why he says, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Meyira Shamayim. Every midah is Bidei Shamayim, is in Shamayim. And we have on a smaller scale. Besides Yira Shamayim, the Yira Shamayim that we have is not a copy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather it's our own Yira that we form, or being afraid, trepidation, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own one. It's not Bishamayim, it's way beyond. It's a little hard to understand, but it's a very divine nechmat. It fits in very well with the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim Chutz Meyira Shamayim. But we need an answer. So what is Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is that Yira? How can we describe it in our terms? Everything we're trying to do in our terms. Many of these concepts are way beyond us. But we could think on a human level, what is meant by Yira? What could be Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The third question I'd like to ask is, the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Gimel. It says over there, V'ato Yisrael, on the Pasuk in the Torah, V'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elkecha, Shoel Me'imach, Kiyim Li'Yira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us already? If not Yira, just Yira, merely Yira. Such an easy thing, Yira Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, Otu Yira Milsa Zudrasihi? Is that a small thing, Yira Shemayim? Halavai, we could reach any level of Yira Shemayim. How could the Torah say so simply, all Hashem asks from you is Liyira, to have Yira Shemayim? It's a very hard level to reach. Answer the Gemara, yes, it's easy. Ligabi Moshe Milsa Zudrasihi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. So, since by Moshe Rabbeinu it's a small thing, so it's considered a small thing, easy thing to do. So the obvious question everybody asks is, that's by Moshe Rabbeinu. For him, on his level, to have be a Yira Shamayim, he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can reach that level. It's a Milsa Zatrasi, it's a small thing. But for us, we're so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's such a distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves. How does it help by the fact that by Moshe Rabbeinu it's a simple thing, but for us it's still difficult? What is the Gemara answering? So basically we have three questions. Let's just try to capsize them all. First one is, Usmunas Hashem Yabit. Yesterday's parasha was one of the accolades accorded to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Moshe, Usmunas Hashem Yabit. He could see the Tzmunas of Hashem. But we know that the word Yabit means not just to see, but from above to below. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be on a higher level and see lower level of Tmunas Hashem? It just doesn't resonate. What's pshat in that? Second question we asked is a question that was posed to Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's brought in the back of Talmud Dvorah, that every midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have really stems from Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as well. Chochma and Gvura and all the midas possible. So the question was posed, how about Yira? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Yira that a Chelik al Kaim Imahu was given to us? What type of Yira? So Rav Chaim Volozhin said, really it's a different type of Yira. It's not Bidei Shemayim, it's Beginzoi Shemelech. It's in a special storage house that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that mid of Yira. But according to our meek understanding, there must be Yira, because we have to do Yira, and everything we do is because of Chelik al Kaim Imahu. What type of Yira could you perhaps describe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I think the answer to all this is as follows. The koteret, the crown of all midos, is Anova. The Maral writes it, Chaim Volozhin writes it various times in his Pirush to Pirkei Avos. Gvura, Eza Gibar Koivis as Yisrael, that stems from Anova, humility. Chochma, Haloi made me kol Adam, I'm willing and ready to learn from anybody, stems from Anova. Even Oysher, wealth, stems from Anova, because you have to be a Sameach Bechelkai. All Midos, if you really think about it, all Midos stem from that crown known as Anova, humility. But what really is humility? How do I acquire it? What do I have to do to be a humble person? I'd like to offer an original idea that I once heard from my Rebbe. That Anova doesn't mean, we think Anova is a guy that sits in a corner, he's milubash, he's wearing talus and tefillin all day, and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes like this. That's somebody who is an Anav. But in Talmud Devarim it says that's not anivus. Between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not anivus. Because anybody that believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be crazy to feel that he's an Anav, being mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so obvious. He's my lifeline. Anything that I have comes from him. How could I think that I'm an Anav by being biyachas in relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm considered, that's not anivus. That can't be an Anava. That's a different midah, not Anava. Anava is between you and your fellow men. And what exactly does Anava mean? How do you acquire it? Everybody is blessed, Baruch Hashem, with a chelek elokai mimal. We have some godliness in us. We have uniqueness in us. It wasn't a standard godliness that everybody received. And we're carbon copies of each other. Kishem sheparzufeyem shonos. Just like there's no two people with exactly the same facial features or fingerprints. There is no two people like that. Everybody is unique. So too, in our mindset, in our deos, we're also different. Everybody is different. Everybody has a uniqueness. Everybody has something special about him. But he's supposed to learn that uniqueness. What makes me tick? Who am I? What's my reality? What's my metzias? How could I describe myself? How am I unique? More so than anybody else in this base medrash. If you get to that level, that you understand who you are, then the rest is a cakewalk. Because I will look at everybody, every single individual, in that realm as well. I have security. Nobody's going to take away my uniqueness. I am who I am. Now I could look at you and study a certain uniqueness that you have, that I don't have. And I won't feel jealous. And I won't focus on the wrong thing. And I won't say Lashon Hara about you. And I won't have jealousy over you. Because I'm secure. I know that I have my midah. I have my uniqueness. Now let me look at your uniqueness. Everybody is special. Give everybody his place. Everybody has something unique about him. Our problem in life is 99.9% of people that look at the faults of others, the reason is because they're not secure with who they are. So they want to be somebody else. They want to live somebody else's life. They want to take the maila and the uniqueness of somebody else, and yichudiyut, it's called in Lashon HaKadosh, of somebody else. I don't look at somebody objectively. I look at everything with bias because I don't want that he should have what I don't have. And that's what anava is. Humility is that I'm so secure with myself. I know what I am, that I'm willing to look at somebody else and notice he is special, you know? Okay, he has a lot of faults also, but I'm not going to focus on that. He wasn't created for that. He was created for his speciality. And whatever he is, that's what I'm going to focus on. That's the meat of anava. It's not a simple thing. And most of us don't do it. Naturally, we don't do it because we want to establish and justify who we are. So we do it biyachas to somebody else, relative to somebody else. And that's the wrong attitude in life. The right attitude in life to become a real Ben Torah and to become an Anav and to follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu is to look at in an Ayin Tov at somebody else because I know what I have. Now let me look at somebody else. You know what? I don't have that. And I want to say pshat, that's pshat in Usmunas Hashem Yabit. Moshe Rabbeinu had such a koyach of a manig Yisrael, not just a leader, but he was able to look into every single person and see Tmunas Hashem. He could see his elokus, that person has that I don't have. And that's an unbelievable midah. So if you try to be relative, Moshe, to anybody else, there's no contest. But what is the contest? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at somebody else and say, wow, this guy has a uniqueness. I wish I could have that. Usmunas Hashem Yabit, that's milmalo lamata. He's looking at the person down here. But he's looking how a spiraling act of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of a Lokus, entered into this person, and he's using that. There is nobody in this world that doesn't have some uniqueness that I don't have. Nobody. It's impossible. Everybody has a day. Everybody has a chel me'olkai mimal. And it's not a standard one. It's not just minted, the same one everybody has. Everybody has different. That's called deos. Talk about it maybe some other time. But that's exactly what a person is, his uniqueness, his reality. Not living somebody else's life, living my life. If you live your life, you could go a long way. That will be your focal point in spreading and acquiring everything else according to who you are. And Moshe Rabbeinu had that. But maybe what the question that we asked, Yabit means Momalo Lamata. What, Moshe Rabbeinu was higher? Not that he saw Smunas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw Smunas Hashem in every single person down in this world. He was able to see Milmalo Lamata, everybody's contribution to this world. That's a real manhig. That's Ish Asher Ruach, we'll see it towards the end of Bamidbar. He was able to understand the Ruach, what made everybody tick, the uniqueness of everybody. But it has to start, Anova has to start with yourself. You have to realize, and you need help from Rabbeim and Mashgiach and a Rosh Hashiva and friends to find out who I really am. And once you're secure in who you are, it's so easy to be able to see the good points of somebody else. I'm secure. I have mine. I don't need more. I don't have more. If I would try somebody else's Mila, it's not me. I have to use my Mila to acquire Yerushalayim and everything else. And there is a pasuk that says that Ekev Anova is Yira. From Anova, from the Midah of Anova comes Yerushalayim. We'll try to explain what that means. But that's the only way it's going to come. Anova means I know who I am, and therefore I could understand somebody's uniqueness as well. I could look at his good points without any problem whatsoever. And I think that's why the Gemara says, Milta Zutrosihi. It's really very simple. Life is so simple. Why don't we do it? No, because we don't work on ourselves first. We don't try to find out who we are. In the times of Nevi'im, they were able to tell you exactly who you are. We don't have Nevi'im today. We have Rabbeim, and we have friends, hopefully good ones, people that we could learn from. That's who we are today. But we got to work on that. That's probably what a Musa Seder means. I got to work on that stamp, read the words of the Mesilas Yesharim, that a person's supposed to be a Zoriz and a Zohir and all the Milas. Sure, he should be. But according to me, who am I first? Let me find out who I am. What makes me tick? After that, I could understand everything else and I could look at somebody in a totally different way. I could look at the way Moshe Rabbeinu looked. And perhaps that's all the Noisei Kelim and the Achronim ask. There's many, many Svarim on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that everybody should think that he could reach the level, the tzaddik level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody that reads that has to give a pshat. How is that possible? Reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's sitkas? How can we do that? The answer is we need one simple step. The simple step is to look at everybody else and Tmunas Hashem. Look at that other person's uniqueness. Don't focus on the wrong thing. But that can only be if I work on myself. Moshe Rabbeinu worked on himself. There's a Ramban that says the 40 years that we have no idea what happened to Moshe during those years in the Midbar. He was in a Midbar. He dafka wanted to be in a Midbar, a makam of anivus, a makam of I'm not higher than anybody else. Let me just find out who I am. After finding out who he was, he had that koach manhigus of usmunas Hashem yabit. He was able to look at somebody else, everybody else, ish asher ruach boy, what the ruach of that person is. That was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And memela, that's why it's zutrasihi. And if you look at the word yira shemayim, yira, it also means to see. Ekev anava yira, from anava follows the next step is yira, because anava means that I could see somebody else's good point. I could see his uniqueness because I've been secure with myself. That's exactly what Yira Shamayim is. What do you mean you're in awe of heaven? That's a very nice thing, and then you go to sleep and it has no effect on you. Awe of heaven means that I know who I am and you know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Wow. That's way beyond me. Yira doesn't only mean to be afraid. It means awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yira Saremimis. That's the higher level of Yira Shamayim. That's all because I have the koyach of sight. I know how to look at something. And I know how to look at something because I know who I am. Once I know who I am, I have no problem. I have total security. And I could start looking at people. It's very interesting that in Lashon HaKodesh, there's one word, I think, I've tried to look all over, that every other language is a word for it. And in Lashon HaKodesh, I don't think there's one word for it. And that's objectivity, to be objective. In Hebrew, modern Hebrew, they say objective. That's very nice, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. There's no word. You could say Beli Negius, But that's two words. I'm just coming from the other side. But I think there is a word like that. I think it's anava. That if you're a person who is an anav, you'll look at things, your yira will be totally different. You'll look at something in a totally objective manner. Because you've acquired for yourself security. I know who I am. Now I could look at something without bias, without any of me over there. Every decision, every look, every cook that you make in life is always because a slant, a slanted view. Mashenkin, if you look at something out of anava, you have the meter, you've acquired the meter of anava. So your yira, your re'iyah, koyach ha'riyah is totally different. And you look at something, so perhaps the real midah of objectivity is anava. That's exactly what anava is. If somebody is an anav, he sees something in a different way. And the question that was asked by Rav Chaim, to Rav Chaim Milojin, that where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have yira? That's very simple. The Mokam Asher Motzei Gidulasai, Ata Motzei Anvesenuso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that midah of anava. Where do we learn out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the midah of anava? He spoke to the Malachim when he had to make a decision in Sefer Bereishis. He had to make a decision. Nasa Adam, it says Nasa together with. Why did he need the Malachim to take part of this discussion? What do you mean? I created the Malachim. They have a certain tafkid in life. They have a certain matara. They have to do something in life. Therefore, I have to pay them homage and I have to speak to them. That's exactly what anava is. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anava. What does it mean that he's like this? It doesn't mean he's like that. He knows exactly who he is, and mamela he could deal with people on a normal level. And there's so many problems in life that come up because of that, including problems in learning Torah. I have to be the best. I can't hear somebody else's svara. So many things that come up between a chavrusa and a person. Are you going to look objectively at a chavrusa? Are you going to look objectively at a Rebbe Shir? Are you going to look at it? No, it's according to my slant. I can't be makabel something like this. And no, you have to know to look at somebody with total objectivity, without bias whatsoever, without negias. That's the meat of a novice. So I think I answered the three questions that I posed. I have a few more minutes. Is a Maimer Chazal in... You can stop me whenever you want. I know I'm competing with supper. That's not good. There's a Maimer Chazal in Brachas, Amid Beis. It says, Dalid... Tzrichim Chizuk. There are four inyonim that need Chizuk. Torah, Maisim Tovim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. And the unusual thing is they need constant Chizuk. We know that. Torah and Tefillah, wake up in the morning and daven with Kavana and learn Torah like we're supposed to, and Maisim Tovim. For a while we get into a phase that we're into Chesed, and then we stop. And the same thing, the last one is Derech Eretz. Rashi says that means work habits, profession, your job. That sometimes you slack off and you need chizuk. The problem is that the Gemara brings psukim that say these four things need chizuk. This is a metzius. Why do I need psukim to tell me that these things need chizuk? It's a metzius that Torah I could learn well for a 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then suddenly I have a slack off a little. I need chizuk. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. It's so obvious that these things require chizuk. Why do you need a pasuk? I think also the unifying thread of these four things is this is mamish defines what the person is. Maral explains that we have three types of Bein Adam with something that goes on in our life, that composes our life. Bein Adam l'chavera, Bein Adam l'makim, and Bein Adam l'atzmai. Torah is Bein Adam l'atzmai. Avoida is Bein Adam l'makim. And Gemilas Chasonim is Bein Adam l'chavera. These three things really define exactly what a person is. And the fourth thing is Parnasa, that's his Gashmias. How he treats that. And there's two ways how to treat it. Similar to what I spoke about before. One could be in a relative manner. I'm learning Torah, I'm in a shir, I'm top of the shir. I know the shir. That's it. I close my Gemara, I'm finished for the day. Or I could say, no, like Rashi says in the Gemara over there, Tzrichim Chizuk, Bechol Koichos, Sheyischazek Adam Bechol Koichos. I have certain Koichos in me. I could go a lot further perhaps than other people in this point. Other people could go further than I could. I got to give it my best shot. I have to do b'kol kochi based on who I am. And if I don't do it b'kol kochi, then I haven't reached maximization of that midah, without a doubt. Torah, without going all the way b'kol kochi, that's what chizak means. I have to do b'kol kochi. Doesn't only mean hours, it means concentration. Doesn't it be a masmid, like the Chofetz Chaim said, 12 hours a day, but 60 minutes an hour. No batola. I have to give kol kochi into something. If I want to be successful in life, bein odom la'atzmoy, bein odom l'chaveroy, bein odom l'makoyim, and in my gashmiyus life of parnasa, then I have to maximize. But I have to know who I am. I have to know my limits. But I also have to know that the sky is the limit, and perhaps by me, those midos will fit in perfectly. But if you know what your koyach is, you're living your life, not somebody else's life. I remember when I was a kid, they used to have these Pirchei Mishnayis Baal Peh contests. You know, 1,000, there were many people, including myself, that couldn't do 1,000. I mean, we could say over the same Mishnah, Ben Hagag, Ben this. We didn't know 1,000. But so what? So you didn't know 1,000 Mishnayis. But did you know your maximum? Did you try your maximum? Did you give all your koach based on who you are? Then you're a total success. Unfortunately, they don't give prizes for that besides in heaven. But Shemayim, that's what the prize is. If you maximized who exactly you were based on the tchunas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you went all out and you used your kochos, not somebody else's, your kochos, and you maximized, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for. Not for somebody who is the best in this year, but didn't maximize his talents. I have so many chaverim that I learned with. I'm not a youngster anymore. Many years ago in Mir Yeshiva in America, they were brilliant at the age of 18, 19, 20, 21. Brilliant. Their future was, I mean, the sky is the limit. And many of them, nothing ever happened to them. I always wondered what happened. Well, they didn't maximize their koichos. They perhaps were the best in the shir. This one was the biggest chamdan, and this one was the biggest masmid, but they didn't try to find out who they are and use my koichos to its limit. And that's an important lesson that I think everybody has in so many facets in life. But as B'nai Torah and B'nai Yeshiva sitting and learning Ba'asmada Kol HaYoyim, it's a beautiful thing to watch. On a Sunday, somebody should have pointed out, a Sunday rabbi, and they're learning. It's a beautiful thing to see. And Mirz Hashem, try to find out who you are. If you have a Musar Seder, if you don't have a Musar Seder, speak to your Rebbeim, speak to yourself, speak to your friends. Find out what my Kaychas are, where it lies. Maximize them. We call koyach. Should have chizak and Mirz Hashem, and very nice meeting you.